This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I have you for 2 hours today, friends. We're going to do a bit of a recap over the week. And for our Saturday, friends, I just want to let you know there's a lot going on right now. And we had Eric Lucero, representative from the state of Minnesota yesterday, who holds back on nothing. When asked, he's a diamond in the rough, to say the least. But I'll tell you what, I asked him some questions concerning the authority that these governments are operating out of, namely the governors, and how they're acting outside of their scope of authority. And he just laid it out. Folks, this is criminal, what's going on in the country. Again, just to reiterate the point, we have federal judges telling us it's criminal. And what they're predicating everything that they're doing off of, friends, is what the media is helping them promulgate, broadcast. Okay? And it's predicated upon a lie. Nothing more, nothing less. We have representatives telling us this, friends, in our backyards. So it's either us, it's up to us to put a stop to it, or we can just sit back and complain about what you tolerate, because that's really what it comes down to. But without being further laborious, friends, what I want to do is I want to get you over to that of where we are at concerning our media platforms. You can always go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. There's 13 to 15 articles over there combating the lies in the mainstream media. Again, that is sonsoflibertymedia.com. Now, friends, when you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, you just got to keep in mind that when you go ahead and click onto that website, you just scroll down just a little bit, and if you look right to the right, you'll find us on social media platforms. If you're listening to us on one of the 135 cities and outlets across the United States of America, just scroll down to the right side. Also like us there, by the way. But go ahead and click onto us there, and you can go right to a ad, which will bring you to Genesis Communication Networks. And if you're watching us, you can also see that we're always number one and number two on the GCN gauge out of 65 different show hosts. Why it's always me and Alex Jones, I have no idea, but that's just where things are at. So with that said, friends, if you want to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, please do so. sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over to beforeitsnews.com. We're right up on the front page there, top left. Click onto it. Join us on the social media platforms. Also wanted to let you know, friends, we just put up a resource page on sonsoflibertyradio.com, okay? sonsoflibertyradio.com. People are always asking for resources, which, by the way, we have plenty. But when you go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, we call it Equipping the Saints, okay? Equipping the Saints. And if you click onto it, you can see that we are putting My War, which we have done in 365 high schools in 25 states. This is our message that we gave in public high schools across the country, colleges, tea parties, churches, whatever the case might be. It's all there for you, free. It's Equipping the Saints. And folks, I want to tell you this first and foremost. This is an overseer's dream, all the content that we've garnered over the last, and it's simple to understand. Remember, a child is the model of heaven, but it's simple to understand concerning the content, and it's it's information that drops directly into the heart. So it's, again, it enters in and it's like, oh, I get it. It's not some theologian trying to get everybody else to understand what he himself doesn't understand, right? Or some philosopher. No, it's simple stuff. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go to Equipping the Saints and you will find that free resource. And again, friends, we are here for you. We're not making, gain of you. We're not using covetous words to make gain of you. No, we want you to get busy concerning the Great Commission, Mark 16:15, Luke 10:19, and the list goes on, friends, because if we follow the Christ, guess what? We're going to become fishers of men, Matthew 5:19. Now, without further ado, and if you want to call in at any time, we're set up on Comrax, no matter where we're at, if we're on the road, which we're going to be in Michigan and Ohio and possibly Georgia and Tennessee next month. But with that said, if you want to call in at any time, you can. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. Now, I just want to jump on a couple topics really quick because it's interesting. Here we are again. The Holy Ghost had us way ahead of the game about a month ago talking about war. And we always continuously reiterate the point that if you want wars to end, friends, then just send the politicians that want the unconstitutional wars, because when we send them, that's how these wars will end, because they know what it's about. It's about the dime. It's about the money. And remember what the pedophile that sits to administration after administration, Mr. Henry Kissinger, said. He said that the military men are just dumb, stupid animals only to be used for foreign policy. He said this, okay? And what I want you to do is I want you to hear and I want you to see for yourself concerning, again, because we're on the precipice of war again now with Syria, okay? But he just struck Syria without any congressional oversight. In other words, he did it on his own, acting as a dictator, just like they've been acting far too long in this country, namely through federal government and state governments, friends. But he did it again. But I want you to hear the truth of the matter, and I want you to see the truth of the matter if you're watching us on social media platforms. This is General Wesley Clark. Speaking of wars which were planned, and he talked about 7 countries in 5 years, and this was back in that of March, or I'm sorry, right after September 11th, this came out. Okay, so check this out. For those that are listening, you got the audio, go for it.
About 10 days after 9/11, I went through the Pentagon, and I saw Secretary Rumsfeld and Deputy Secretary Wolfowitz. I went downstairs just to say hello to some of the people on the joint staff who had used to work for me. And one of the generals called me in. He said, "Sir, you got to come in. You got to come in and talk to me a second." I said, "Well, you're too busy." He said, "No." He says, "We've made the decision. We're going to war with Iraq." This was on or about the 20th of September. I said, "We're going to war with Iraq. Why?" He said, "I don't know."
People said, think that's funny. I don't know what's funny about it, but.
So I said, "Well, did they find some information connecting Saddam to Al Qaeda?" He said, no. He says, "There's nothing new that way. They just made the decision to go to war with Iraq." He said, "I guess it's like we don't know what to do about terrorists, but we've got a good military and we can take down governments." And he said, "I guess if the only tool you have is a hammer, every problem has to look like a nail." So I came back to see him a few weeks later, and by that time we were bombing in Afghanistan. I said, "Are we still going to war with Iraq?" And he said, "Oh, it's worse than that." He said, he reached over on his desk, he picked up a piece of paper, and he said, I just got this down from upstairs, meaning the Secretary of Defense office.
Folks, we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to come right back to this, and I will finish this short piece from General Wesley Clark. Be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I'm going to continue this video. It's only 2 minutes long, but again, we're highlighting this because over on sonsoflibertymedia.com right now was just released, the immoral U.S. war machine. Biden orders strikes on Syria. This was all pre-planned right after September 11th. And if you're paying attention to what General Wesley Clark had said during this time, right after September 11th, notice they said they did not know who to attack. Also pay attention to the fact that on this show, we have played, folks, there's three different clips of George W. Bush accusing Iraq of this war, okay, namely striking up a war after the two towers fell. After the fact, knowing that Cheney made $39 billion off the Iraqi war, General Wesley Clark's going to tell you the only reason that we have our military over there in the first place is because they have natural resources. Well, to say that, to say this, George W. Bush on three different occasions when asked after the Iraqi war was over what it was all about and where were the WMDs that they promoted to start the war, false flag, right? He said, well, you know, it was bad information, with a half smirk on his face. I'm not kidding you. And the American people's continuously trying to justify these political wars that are unconstitutional. And you know what these political wars are? For many of you that don't know, I'm about ready to tell you. These are little countries, third world countries, that refuse to submit to a new world order. There's over 737 military bases, our military, that where we have bases on their land across the globe. Most people in this country don't know that. And first of all, I never signed up for that. Second of all, and I should say first of all, they have no constitutional authority doing that. And second of all, we never gave them delegated authority to do that, so therefore I didn't sign up to do this. So why are they doing it? Because the American people are ignorant of what they're allowing their politicians to do to other countries. And this is why, in fact, you're called the Great Satan. I just wanted to make clear as to the fact that you understand what's going on here. Okay, these third world countries that are under attack, Syria's under attack again, And you can rest assured, friends, they cast into your minds that they're dictators that need to be dealt with. No, friends, in many cases, and I'm not saying all of them aren't, but I am saying, friends, many of them are just individuals that want to remain sovereign, free from a global initiative. Okay? And guess who is the initiator of these wars? Creator of these wars, false flag wars? The United States is, over and over and over again. Either you're ignorant or you're disingenuous to come to terms. Here, I'll do this, because this is what we do on the show. We let them tell you, okay? And it doesn't get any better than General Wesley Clark telling you that these wars were planned. 7 countries in 5 years. I'm going to play it. It's a 2-minute video. Listen carefully. And the reason I'm highlighting this right now is because on sonsoflibertymedia.com, we see that the immoral U.S. war machine, military-industrial complex, which we were warned of on January 17, 1961, by Mr. Eisenhower concerning the military-industrial complex, is being used at will. At will. And the American people act as if our government has the right to act in such a fashion. No, they don't. Listen to General Wesley Clark. Check this out.
About 10 days after 9/11, I went through the Pentagon and I saw Secretary Rumsfeld and Deputy Secretary Wolfowitz. I went downstairs just to say hello to some of the people on the Joint Staff who had used to work for me. And one of the generals called me and he said, "Sir, you got to come in. You got to come in and talk to me a second." I said, "Well, you're too busy." He said, "No." He says, "We've made the decision we're going to war with Iraq." This was on or about the 20th of September. I said, "We're going to war with Iraq? Why?" He said, "I don't know." He said, "I guess they don't know what else to do." So, connecting Saddam to Al-Qaeda? He said, no. He says, "There's nothing new that way. They just made the decision to go to war with Iraq." He said, "I guess it's like we don't know what to do about terrorists, but we've got a good military and we can take down governments." And he said, "I guess if the only tool you have is a hammer, every problem has to look like a nail." So I came back to see him a few weeks later, and by that time we were bombing in Afghanistan. I said, "Are we still going to war with Iraq?" And he said, "Oh, it's worse than that." He said, he reached over on his desk, he picked up a piece of paper, and he said, I just got this down from upstairs," meaning the Secretary of Defense's office, "today." And he said, "This is a memo that describes how we're going to take out 7 countries in 5 years.
Pre-planned, friends.
With Iraq and then Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and finishing off Iran.
Okay. Just so you know what's going on. This isn't just coming up by chance. And I want to cover it because you need to keep in mind, when these wars are started, today, it's not the politicians that go to war. Like our forefathers, when they seen a righteous war, they led the way. And the people knew it was a righteous war. Today, they send your sons. And if you ever take the time to go to Arlington Cemetery, I want to tell you something, friends. You want to be humbled real quick? Pay attention to all the new graves that you never heard of. Because they're coming back, and they're being buried. The last time I was there, which was 2 years ago, there was acre after acre after acre after acre of our boys being buried in Arlington. And one has to ask the question as to why is it that we're not being told about that? As a matter of fact, during the Iraqi war and the Afghanistan war, keep in mind Afghanistan, that's about poppy seed. It's a drug war. Okay, that's all that is. But if you keep in mind Afghanistan, when that all started out, that was only supposed to last for 6 months, friends. 21 years later, we're still there. And then we attack Iraq, who had nothing to do with the two towers falling, but they were the ones that were blamed. Does anybody know the history of Adolf Hitler attacking his own Reichstag? He attacks his own Reichstag to incite his people to go to war with his political opposition. Is that what happened? It's exactly what happened, friends. It's exactly what happened. And what's sad about it is when you look at it, you see it was the CIA and war criminals such as Cheney and George W. Bush and others, friends. And I got to bring in Rumsfeld, of course, because if you go online, you can find a picture of Rumsfeld palling up with Saddam Hussein. So in other words, the CIA and our government palled up with Saddam Hussein until they didn't need him anymore. I'm not saying he was a good guy. I'm simply telling you how this works. Our media lies to us. They cast into our minds about the next country that they want to take down that is, in fact, standing up against the New World Order. And the American people are incited by the very people that lie to them, that are caught in scandals, lying, stealing, killing, and cheating the American people decade after decade. And then the American people rally behind the government, the same people that lie to them, and they go and fight their wars for them using their sons. And if you think that's unscriptural, friends, I'm here to tell you it's not unscriptural. If you read the book of James, I'm sorry, not James, but the book of Amos, you will see over and over and over and over and over again what the Lord would do to wake up the people. And if they didn't wake up the people, it will get to the point where the Lord says, prepare to meet your God. Okay? And that's where America is today. Because judgment after judgment after judgment, where the Lord says, you have not returned to me, you have not returned to me, you have not returned to me, it gets to the point where the Lord says, no more. Tell them to prepare because they're going to meet their God now. And many people today are preparing, and many people are, in fact, meeting their God today because they fell to the judgment concerning the same liars that are today, in fact, selling them a virus they cannot prove to the point that they sensationalize it to be. They are the same ones selling you the vaccinations, and they're not telling you the truth of the matter. I want to make this point before the next break. As I said, concerning this immoral use of our war machine, and keep in mind, again, it's not the politicians that are going to the war. Folks, it's your boys, it's your girls that are fighting their unconstitutional wars. But when you go on sonsoflibertymedia.com, you'll see that Biden orders strikes on Syria. This was all pre-planned, as you just heard from General Wesley Clark. Folks, when you look at, and again, I want to keep in mind, people understand that my grandpa was in World War I, my uncles were in World War II, my dad was in Korea picking up body parts, my cousin was killed in Vietnam, my brothers were in the U.S. Army, the Air Force, the list goes on, the 101st Airborne, the list goes on, friends. I come from a military family. Nobody stands behind a righteous military more than I do, but we're not using our military for righteousness' sake anymore. We're using it at will to make the military-industrial complex and corrupt politicians to become wealthy. That's what's happening. It's blood money. And if you want to take time and do a Google search on Smedley Butler and his quotes, he was a decorated Marine, and he will tell you the fact of the matter when it comes to war and what, in fact, war is all about. Because it is not what you're being told that it's all about, friends. What you're being told is, you know what, there's another dictator over there, and look what he's done to his people, and only to find out that our government, in many cases, has been busted with false flag attacks to incite the war in the first place. How many times has that happened in this country? How many times do the American people need to have them uncovered so you can understand as to what you're dealing with in this country? I'm going to come back, I'm going to make another point with this, friends, and I'm going to ask you the question, because only you can answer the question. I am on the up-and-coming, the head of the up-and-coming generation that was subjected to everything and protected from nothing. And I'm going to ask you the same question that I had to ask myself, and then I had to answer the question, and I'll do my best to answer it for you, too. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Democrats have approved a sweeping $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief bill. The president is now calling for swift passage in the Senate.
We have no time to waste. If we act now, decisively, quickly, and boldly, we can finally get ahead of this virus. We can finally get our economy moving again.
No Republicans in the House voted for the package. Two Democrats joined the GOP. Senate Republican Mike Rounds tells Fox News he will also vote no.
This is a $1.9 trillion increase in our national debt. Republicans had offered a reasonable expectation, saying we've already got $1 trillion, which has not been spent yet from our December proposal.
The bill includes an increase to the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour, but rules in the Senate won't allow that increase to even be considered. This is USA Radio News. Authorities in the nation's capital are said to be zeroing in on a suspect who may be linked to the death of Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick. The Associated Press says the FBI now has a video that appears to show someone spraying a chemical substance on the officer, who later collapsed and died. It was initially believed that Officer Sicknick was hit with a fire extinguisher in the head during the Capitol riot on January 6th. A federal judge on Friday has ordered an Ohio woman to remain in jail pending trial on charges she helped organize a group to attack the Capitol in January as leader of the so-called Oath Keepers militia. Jessica Watkins appeared before a judge on Friday in Washington, D.C. for a detention hearing after her arrest on January 19th. Federal prosecutors accused Watkins of being among a group of Oath Keeper leaders who worked to recruit other like-minded individuals to participate in the January 6th attack. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.
You know, you're listening to the break, and I'm shooting from the hip here, okay? And isn't it interesting how those individuals, everybody's being accused of what took place at the Capitol except the responsible party? And isn't it interesting how when they find the group of people, or when they find their lone wolf, which they always need, and I'm talking about corruption, friends, isn't it interesting how they get their man just instantaneously? Yet the American people stand back once again, and they allow the same corrupt politicians to accuse good Americans and patriots and Christians of standing up against their corruption. And that's what they're not telling you, friends. That's what they're not telling you, okay? I don't need to reiterate the point, friends. We know that there was paid provocateurs, okay? We know that they were bussed in. We know that the corrupt police officers stood down. They opened the way, and we got it all on film. So this isn't speculation here. But it's interesting how the media and the American people continuously give ear to the lying media that is demonizing the very people that are standing in the gap on your behalf, America, against the very corruption that's accusing the good guys of the crimes that they themselves are guilty of. And remember, friends, don't ever forget what Joseph Goebbels, propaganda minister under Adolf Hitler, said. He said, accuse the other side of what you're guilty of. It's exactly what's happening here, friends. You're allowing them to demonize the good people, okay? And the only people that the corrupt go after are the ones that are telling you the truth. They don't go after the people that are not a threat to their establishment. See, friends, if you want to know how this works, just go online and go to your favorite go to your favorite conservative talking head, like for example Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, and others. And when you go on their page, you're going to notice there's very little to zero opposition on their page. And I'm going to tell you why. Because they didn't stand for anything. They're controlled opposition. They didn't stand against the evil deeds of the wicked. No, they kept playing the game. They played the National Enquirer's need to know. And that's why Americans are in trouble today. Because they took to personality rather than to the truth of the Word of God and to the U.S. Constitution, which condemns the crimes of those that they do nothing but highlight and gossip about. That's what it is. If you want to know who's really doing their job, go online and look at the enemies that are continuously attacking them. Because if they don't have enemies, you can rest assured, friends, they didn't stand for anything in the process. Okay? They're serving their golden calves. They're not serving the people. Serving the people, you get in trouble for doing that. Serving your golden calves, nope, you don't get in trouble for that because, again, you're not a threat to the establishment. Now, let me get over to this because this is on sonsoflibertyradio.com. We have a blog over there. And I was just highlighting the fact that if the politicians want unconstitutional wars, then let's send them. This is how the wars will end. They will. Folks, that's how it ends. Right there. You know, I want to say this, and I want you to listen to me clearly because I just got done sharing with you that I come from a military family. Now, this is what I want to ask you. Hey, guys, I can hear everybody in the back there. Okay? This is what I want to lay to your candor. Ever since I can remember, I remember as a kid to the point of where I'm at right now, corrupt politicians have been at war with other countries. I've seen war after war, decade after decade, ever since I can remember. Did you know that Americans Americans and America has been at war 93% of the time since its inception, since we've been a country? That's 222 years of the 242 years since 1776. The United States has been at peace for less than 20 years since its birth. Now, listen, like Thomas Jefferson, I desire and I prefer tumultuous peace. I do. Because you know that there's a warfare in everything that you do. And if you want to maintain your God-given rights, 1 Timothy 6:12, then you're going to have to fight for them. I say this all the time, but it's really true. Okay? So I prefer that. But not at the expense of innocent blood. Not at the expense of the innocent, okay? Now, I want to go back to this. I want to finish this segment, and I want to start my next point. Ever since I can remember, this is just since I've been born, okay? We've had the Dominican Civil War. We've had the insurgency of Bolivia. And the reason I'm highlighting this is because Biden just struck that of Syria, okay? And for those that didn't know, Donald Trump did the same thing. It happened on a Friday, and by Monday, nobody in this country heard a word about it. You heard me right. And then we found out that the CIA was actually responsible for the crime that was being used to cast into the minds of the American people to justify the strike on Syria. Oh, my goodness. If people would think at four levels rather than just do what they're told, think what they're told to think, say what they're told to say, and nothing more, nothing less. Oh, my goodness. Question authority. Okay? Because that authority, at the end of the day, everybody lives politics, right? Everybody lives politics. Let me say it again. Everybody lives politics, right? At the end of the day, you're either going to be submitted to God as a freeman, or you're going to be submitting to a tyrant as a bondman, as a slave. Put that up against 2 Corinthians 3:17, John 8:32, when you get a moment. But here we have Dominican Civil War, we have the insurgency of Bolivia, Cambodian War, the war in South Zaire, Lebanese Civil War, the invasion of Grenada, many of these wars you've never heard of, but we have been continuously, incrementally sieging other countries. That means slow takeover of other countries to establish a new world order. Okay? We have the invasion of Grenada, the bombing of Libya, the tanker war, the invasion of Panama, which was a drug war, again, the Gulf War, Iraqi no-fly zone enforcement, first intervention in the Somalia civil war, the Bosnian war, the intervention in Haiti, Kosovo war, I'm not making this up, Operation Infinite Reach, war in Afghanistan, again, just reminding you that it was only supposed to last 6 months. We're still there 21 years later. The Iraqi war, unjustifiable wars, friends. Okay, war in northwest Pakistan, war in Somalia, Operation Ocean Shield, American-led intervention in Libya, the Lord's Resistance Army insurgency, American-led intervention in Iraq, American-led intervention in Syria, Yemeni civil war, American intervention in Libya. Folks, this has been just during the time that I've been on this planet. That's it. And I want to say this again. I wonder if those that were doing the fighting would actually be doing the fighting had they taken the time to know the U.S. Constitution. Because remember, those that serve we the people, similar to that of politicians, and I'm talking about our military, they swear to God and man that they themselves also will uphold the Constitution. If they actually took the time to read the Constitution, they wouldn't be standing up against foreign countries. They'd be standing up against their own dictator-in-chief. That's a fact. How many people love to stand behind those that told them to do something that was illegal and say, well, I was just doing my job, the Nuremberg trials, right? Just doing my job. How did that fare for them? Many of them were hung at the end of the day, and rightfully so. If you're doing your job and you're in the military, I'll be the first one to stand with you. My son wants to be a Navy SEAL. And there's nobody better in this country than the Navy SEALs. I respect every single one of them. But don't be the government's hitman blindly. Know what you're doing and know what you're standing for, because if you get an unconstitutional order, it is in fact your duty and obligation before God and man to stand up against the one that is giving you an unconstitutional order. And of course, the media just jumps right in there and demonizes anybody that says, well, we're not going to go fight their unconstitutional wars. Well, then what they do is they try to polarize them. They try to act like, they try to paint a picture like they're a bunch of traitors to their country. No, the traitors to your country are the mainstream media's useful idiots and the politicians that are trying to send your boys to go fight in an unconstitutional war. That's who the traitors are. That's called treason. Okay? And then people need to be held accountable. It's called the rule of law, Americans, is what it's called. 53 countries, it applies to you too. Because it's not just God bless America, it's God bless the globe as long as we fall to Him. And the Bible is clear in the book of Acts. When we work righteousness, we're accepted of Him, the Bible tells us. So it applies to every single one of us on this planet. Yay or nay. Put that up against Deuteronomy 30:19 when you get a moment. But this is what I wanted to say. America's been at war 93% of the time since its inception. That's crazy. That's 222 years out of the 242 years, now 245 years since 1776. 20 years we've had peace. Now, I brought up Smedley Butler. Smedley Butler, by the way, was the author of War as a Racket, and he was also a decorated major general in the Marines, okay? This is what he said. He said, war is a racket. It is the only one international in scope. It is the only one in which the profits are reckoned in dollars and the losses in lives. If only more of today's military personnel would realize that they are being used by the owning elites as a publicly subsidized capitalist goon squad. This is what he said. This is a guy that admitted, he said, Smedley Butler did, I spent 33 years and 4 months in active military service, and during that period, I spent most of my time as a high-class muscle man for big business. Did you hear what he said? Send the politicians, man. Send the big business CEOs. They want a war. He said, for Wall Street and the bankers. He said, in short, I was a racketeer, a gangster for capitalism. And this is what I want you to hear with the ears of your heart. Smedley Butler said, our boys were sent off to die with beautiful ideals painted in front of them. No one told them that dollars and cents were the real reason that they were marching off to kill and to die. Hey, folks, we need to get back to do unto others as we'd have them do unto us, okay? Let's show them love through our actions. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, just got my MyWar DVD and comic book, and wow. The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to. Bradley speaks truth straight to your core that motivates your soul to want to take back this nation.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I don't know why it's so quiet, but the last couple days have been quiet. 1-866-582-9933. I mean, what are your thoughts, folks? I'm talking about your country. The 53 countries that are listening, thank you. It applies to you, too, as well, principally. But the point is I just want to know, folks, what are your thoughts on what's going on here? This is out of hand. As a matter of fact, someone just sent me a video of Joe Biden right before the show and saying, this guy is just, he's not there. I said, of course he's not there. I said, that dude is on something. He is being controlled. I mean, as if to suggest him and Kamala Harris actually sat around and wrote up 53 executive orders. I mean, folks, you need to understand there's nothing that happens in politics that's not first pre-planned. I didn't say that. Okay? Roosevelt said that back in the 30s. It's insanity what's going on here, friends. And I don't mean to be a broken record, but I think where I get in the word befuddled is the right word, befuddled. Is how the American people sit back and just go along with what's going on here and sit here and tolerate the crimes of these individuals that are acting in a criminal manner, not just towards us, friends, but towards other countries. This is insane. But here we are. No question about it. Here we are. you know, one of the things that we were highlighting, friends, was the fact that, namely, you know, the show is, just so you know, companies that manufacture 72 vaccines are felons. Oh, and by the way, if you want to call in, you can. Stick to the topic, please. And if you want to talk about the last topic, that's great, too. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Robert F. Kennedy heads up an organization called Children's Health Defense. Okay? This is what it's called. And he said all four companies that manufacture all 72 of the current vaccines that are mandated for American children. By the way, I want to make clear, there's exemptions in every single state. Okay, and if you're a Christian, read Leviticus 17:11, Leviticus 19:19. Okay, period. But all four companies that manufacture all 72 of the current vaccines that are now made required for American children, all four of those companies are convicted felons. You know this. I'm sure you do, because Americans, you're so smart. You know, I just seen something yesterday where it came to my attention, and I got the video. I played it last week. And it was the Pfizer CEO, when he was asked if he got his vaccination yet. He said he didn't need one. And if you think for one moment that Fauci or that of Bill Gates or any others, the Queen of England, friends, who is telling others to now get their vaccination, all in concert at the same time, all of these political leaders, corrupt leaders, in unison, put this up against Isaiah 28, verse 18. We have the Queen now raising her voice. She's about as corrupt can be, from the very top of her wicked head to the very sole of her wicked feet. And you know what the cranky Queen stated? She tells people they are selfish for not getting vaccinated. Whoa! This is crazy. Selfish. This reminds me of Bill Gates, the one that's setting the narrative. The unqualified, the unelected. You know, it's interesting that Bill Gates said that if you don't get your kids vaccinated, you're responsible for killing children. And yet his dad sits on the board, did sit on the board of an organization called Planned Parenthood, which is responsible for the murder of 60 million babies. Don't folks, just listen to what they say. Don't pay attention to who they really are. And yet Scripture tells us just the exact opposite. Judge them by their fruit, Matthew 7:16. But now we have the Queen piping up. Isn't this just crazy? And, you know, and I heard yesterday on a feed about how in Israel, half of the people there are already vaccinated. Hey, folks, don't believe it for a moment. Because a month and a half prior to that, I already shared with you that the Israelis were already calling the vaccination the Holocaust vaccinations. The Holocaust, that's what they called it. 75% of them said absolutely no way will we get vaccinated. What does the media say? Oh, half of them are already vaccinated. Really? Well, here, I want to tell you this, and this is a word of encouragement to people that are actually paying attention, to those that have ears to hear and that have eyes to see. And they're not listening to the lying mainstream media, who means to belittle everybody and polarize everybody to bring them into subjugation to their will. Meghan McCain, who's on a gossip program, popped up in front of me today, and she said something. She blurted the truth out in her confusion. And what she did is she told us what we're not supposed to know. And I'm here to tell you what you're not supposed to know, because the mainstream media doesn't want you to know, nor does big tech company want you to know, nor do corrupt politicians want you to know, nor does Billy or Melinda Gates want you to know. But again, as I said, we're not asking the devil for permission here, friends, to obey God. Meghan McCain said they're having a real hard time in this country, she said, because people are not taking the vaccinations. This is what she said. The mainstream media is having some of the people in this country believing that people are lined up to get their vaccinations. You are sadly mistaken. I have a friend that's an RN in the state of Minnesota, unsolicited, reached out to me 2 weeks ago. It's probably a little bit sooner than that, but I'll just play it safe. And he, unsolicited, called me up and he said, Bradley, he said, I just want to tell you this. Because, you know, the mainstream media has you believing that the beds are filled all across the country, yet when truthers go to the hospitals, they can't find anybody. Literally, in many cases, literally. Todd Starnes, Jason Jones, no one's there. And then when the American people rise up and go to their local hospitals and see that the only thing that they can hear is crickets because nobody's at the hospitals, guess what? Big tech gets involved and they censor everybody. Because they only want you listening to their narrative. That's it. Because they want to corral you into their new system of government. And that's what this whole system of breakdown is all about, just for the record. You know what my friend said, who's an RN? Worked on weekends. He was called up and said, you know what? You don't have to come in this weekend. We don't have any COVID-19 patients in bed. Not a one. Not a one. Population, I'm guessing probably 75 to 100,000 people where this hospital is. Not a one. Hey, folks, I want to say this too. You do understand that this isn't going to stop until you put a stop to it. You do understand that people are boiling right now with their local governments, namely their corrupt governors and mayors and Anthony Fauci and Bill Gates and this administration. For why? Because everybody, they want you hanging on to every word that Anthony Fauci has to say. Fauci, whatever you want to call this little rat. Okay? And that's exactly what he is. He's a little henchman. He's a little minion of hell. Okay? Now, the reason I'm saying that, friends, is because they want you hanging on to everything that he has to say. And you notice how it first started out with, don't wear a mask, just wash your hands. Remember this? And then it went to just wear your masks for 2 weeks. You remember this? Now we're into it for a whole year. And now he's saying things might not go back to normal. And you know what ignorant Americans are saying? Oh, you know what? Are you getting used to the new norm? Are you getting used to the new norm? No, I'm not getting used to the new norm. I'm still living the way that I'm supposed to be living in the old norm. Because my Bible tells me not to be given to those that are given to change. My Bible tells me if I'm going to do anything, I'm going to go back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16. I'm surely not going to listen to a little con man, and I'm surely not going to listen to a guy that wants to depopulate the planet and try to deceive myself, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, into believing that he's really looking out for my good. What do you mean the new norm? Hey, folks, we hold to never-changing principles in ever-changing times. That's what we do here, okay? But folks, it's just off the charts. I'm going to play some audio for you on the hour two. I also wanted to let you know that a study just came out. This was on February 19th. CDC caught massively inflating coronavirus cases and deaths in violation of federal law. People are looking for justice now concerning these individuals that are promulgating the lies. They need to be held accountable. You want to make America great again? Then understand Isaiah 51 verse 4, Isaiah 26 verse 9. Understand the character of God. Jeremiah 9:24, Psalm 101, Psalm 9:16, and the list goes on. You want your freedom? Then you better enforce the law, friends, because what's going on right now is completely illegal. Okay? We're going to hit this topic. I'm going to play some audio video for you from a doctor that just came out recently and said this vaccine is a murder weapon. That's what he said. Hour two coming up. Sons of Liberty Radio, sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.